all seems to be doing quite well after a big old weekend.
It's the weekend update.
That began with the Friday the 13th that we all seem to have sustained and did well with. Then into a Valentine's Day weekend with nothing but love songs here at Hank FM. Yeah. And it's a run of, as we were saying and why we left today about an hour ago, today being President's Day.
Happy President's Day!
Man, if, if only we could get a president on the show, you know?
Yeah.
Nah, we'll wait till tomorrow.
Plenty of time.
Of course, tomorrow, Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras. It's also the start of the Lunar New Year. And see, 2026. Oh, that'll be the year of the horse.
Oh, look at
that.
There
you go. Yeah. Why the long face? Of course, we are number one in barns everywhere. So this one's for you this year, horses.
Good morning, Cayman.
Also, it'll be Ash Wednesday as well. But yeah, later on this week, we'll be out in Mineral Wells Saturday morning. I'll meet up with you out there at Ram Country, east side of the Wells on 180. Hank FM going to be all over. And then the Coaches Show podcast tonight. Mm-hmm. Parker County Brewing Company.
I think that may have been moved to Wednesday.
Of course it did. There
you go. Looking at the Hank FM website. It looks like it's I don't know. Maybe
you found it on the website?
Wednesday is the new Monday. Wow. Well, Kevin Longquez made President's Day. He needs the day off.
All right. Well, it is, President's Day going on today, but it's also over this past weekend. I don't know, we thought about it. I just felt like death warmed over, so I didn't move much from the couch, unfortunately, for everybody at the household. But we welcomed him back, and it was with quite a bit of fanfare, the Buddhist monks. Congratulations.
Right.
Welcome home. They walked for 108 days, roughly, 2,300-mile journey from Cowtown to D.C. to promote peace, and then came back and everything seemed to be fine. It turns out that their inner light, they left it on while they were gone. So that power bill is going to be pretty tough.
It's no joke. Encore's going to be mad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about your weekend? I know you're out tomorrow.
Yes.
Of the show.
Mm-hmm.
It has
big
to do,
things.
What, your kiddo?
It's orthodonture.
Yeah.
Okay. You not only have to, you have to have two appointments. One has to be in the morning to take off the braces.
Okay.
And then they need to see them promptly later on that afternoon for the retainer.
Okay.
Apparently a lot of action happens.
What are we retaining?
There.
What are we retaining?
The teeth.
Did they let you keep it?
A lot of money for. Yeah, I think so.
You can retain your retainer?
Maybe it's applied to the balance.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, we had
your receipt.
Whole lot of people in the house. Very peoply over the weekend. Like all of our bonus family around. It was a lot of fun. We went up to Saginaw for the Winter Guard. Wasn't the championships, just regular competition. Congratulations.
Thank you
Alito
for guarding
JV.
Us against winter. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't know that they
warmer
did all
temperatures
that.
Definitely
very
happened.
Very rainy. So. But Alito JV got first place, so good for them.
Nice.
And meanwhile, I had to take my bonus daughter. She's like, can we go to HEB? And I said, we can. But it's going to be busy. Are you ready for this? Are you emotionally ready? She said, we're going in. So she, guess what she had to buy? She had
tortillas?
Salsa.
Oh.
The sauces.
Yeah.
All sorts of fun things. She bought some jalapeno chips and, of course, the tortillas.
Yeah.
Which will be promptly boarding a plane later on this morning.
Well
done, that was fun.
It's a good carry on.
What about the girls? Any big action there?
We preemptively struck on Friday night for the annual Valentine's Day hibachi. And then, yes, there was the choo-choo train. There was the onion volcano. All
boom!
Was right with the world. And I sneezed my way through the whole thing, too, because the kiddo was coming off the tail end of dealing with, and she fought through it, most admirably, the sinus infection. And then somehow I contracted one. And that was largely my story of the entire weekend. So the romance and the, I was definitely subdued.
I mean, yeah.
For our poor girl, Elle.
Have been married 6 weeks.
Who did, end up gifting me? I ended up with a mini chainsaw.
Oh, yeah. Really? Is there something that needs to be cut down on your property?
Let me know about that retainer work, okay? You don't need more than one appointment.
That's
Man up the West Oak Plant. It's KB and Heather Lee.